This is July the 4th. When does that happen on a Sunday? Not often. July 4th. You know, by faith I declare we have a nation, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Lord, that this nation is so full of God that all the nations of the earth will run, come into it because they see God's faithful. But we're faithful to God. So much of the time it's God bless America, and I say no. America bless God. It's time for America to bless God. Lord, we bless you today as an American. We bless you and thank you for all your goodness. We don't look at what we see. We don't look at the winds and the waves that are blowing in with communism and critical race theory and all the horrible things that they are trying to push, death, destruction. We look in the face of that and we say, no, our God has said that he will not let America slip through his fingers. He will not let America fail because America is his nation. We are one nation under God, and that's what we decree today. We'll not back down from that. I don't care if there's 100 fake news agencies. We will stand and say, God is on the throne in the United States for America. Amen. Today, the title of this is Learning to Flow in the Supernatural. Faith does not look at the winds and the waves, is the title of this. We're going to look in Matthew chapter 14. All Americans rise up and bless God. All Americans, from the tiniest to the oldest. Because the Lord says we can have what we say. And we best be saying what we want. Not being flippant in it. We see what flippancy has done. Like that video you sent me yesterday. That poor, horrible, depraved person. I thought, that poor thing. He needs to hear somebody say, God loves you. And he accepts you and he made you in his image. Yeah, sad, but things are changing. Matthew 14:22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waters, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Let me find that I had in my... There it is. This morning when I was getting ready, this is what the Lord said to me. I've already said to you, come. I've already said to you, come. Come and follow me. Walk by faith, just like I did. When you do, the waves and winds will come to try to stop you. Don't look at them. Look at me. If Peter had looked at him, he'd still be walking on the water with Jesus. Just a minute. These are sticky and they're sticking together. When you keep your eyes on me, you will have victory. Most want a testimony. But they didn't want the test. No test, no testimony. You get it? Overcome by the blood of my blood and your testimony. How can you be... Get me a tablet in there. How can you be saved from the fire and the water or the lion's den unless you go into it? Most are screaming, take it away. But use my grace and walk through it. How will you learn to walk in victory if I take it away? Keep your eyes on me and not the wind and the waves, and you will see victory. Okay. How was Jesus able to walk on the water? He did not let what was happening around him naturally take his eyes off of the goal. He knew that what was real, the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God is more real. That's what he knew. The kingdom of God was more real than what was happening in the natural. Well, as you know, Peter also walked on the water, but he had a different outcome. What he saw in the natural kicked him right out of the spiritual, the kingdom walk. He could have kept walking on the water with Jesus. All right, and with that, let's go to James. Yeah, everybody's wanting to get out of it. That's why they call every prayer line in town. And you know, I still pretty well weekly get emails. Oh, would you pray for me? You know, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And I'm going, it's like Jesus used to say, he'd go, I've been with you all this time and you're still asking me these questions? You're still doing this? All right. James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Is that what happened to Peter? Absolutely. Yeah. We must keep our eyes on the goal and not the storm around us. We can do this with joy, so the scripture says. Okay, let's go to Galatians 5. This is learning to flow in the supernatural, the fruit of the Spirit, walking by the fruit of the Spirit and not by the flesh. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, he saw, Jesus said, come, and as he had his eyes on Jesus, he walked out on the water. He had his eyes on Jesus. He walked right out there. Then he thought, uh-oh. And there he went. Down he went. This I say, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh went down. The Spirit walked on the water. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. See, there's nothing can hold you back or hold you down. There's no law that can be made that can't be superseded when you walk by faith. That's what the Lord said to me. Rules, regulations, and laws change to by your advantage when necessary in the name of Jesus. You will bypass natural law. Did Jesus bypass natural law? He absolutely did. He walked on the water. Have we ever known of anybody walking on the water until this time? No. But now we can believe people can walk on the water because Jesus did it in demonstration. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, and drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They won't be able because they're double-minded. They won't be able. Now, we've looked at the scripture a little different. But it's talking about being walking in the spirit or walking in the flesh. A lot of Christians are walking in the flesh. It's not saying they're not going to heaven. It's saying you won't operate in the kingdom of God, which supersedes natural law. Okay, but how will we? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. All right, I want to look at joy here. Joy does not mean ha-ha. It means calm delight. When Jesus walked on the water, it was calm delight. In other words, he was not affected by the storm. He was propelled on by faith. The storm was around him, but the storm was not in him. Who does weather warfare? The devil. Whether it's spiritual storms or natural storms, prince of the power of the air, he's the one that does it. He's the one that sends the storms. All right. Joy is having that knowing inside that keeps a smile on your face, even if it leads you where you do not want to go. Jesus saw it through, and look what was on the other side. When he got in the boat, it says it was calm. He just walked on top of all that was going on. Everybody, disciples, it's a spirit. Peter, clunk, kerplunk. Jesus just kept on walking like, are they ever going to get Lord? He was a man, Even Nicodemus, you're a leader of Israel, and don't you know this? Can't you conceive of this, what I'm telling you? You have to be born again. You don't enter into your mother's womb a second time and be born. You have to be born from above. Yeah. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased, and old Slewfoot stopped, whipped, and he left. Jesus, in his supernatural act, resisted the devil's storm, saw it through to the end, and the devil fled. This is James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. We'll go back to James. James knew what he was talking about for sure. James 4. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We see here, flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. A lot of fake news out there, definitely. Was in Jesus' day too. But he showed us how to always come out the winner. Always. There's always a win in the situation if we stay out of the flesh and we stay in the spirit. All right, Psalms 23. Talking about fake news here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. See, we're following him. This is where this comes from, following him. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why will it follow you? Because you're who you're following. It's when that sheep starts straying off and getting off in some other pastures when they get into trouble. But when they're following the shepherd, he supplies all these things. And it's not about what you're feeling or your sin. As far as I know, a shadow boxer has never been knocked out by his shadow. And as Jerry Savelle is famously quoted as saying, the shadow of a dog never bit anyone. Was that storm a shadow? Absolutely. I'm sure there was not even, you know, probably the seas were calm, and so Jesus sent them out there knowing what the devil would do to teach them how to walk by faith. Okay. Joy says all is well, contrary to the circumstances. Now, we know this story. We're going to read that story. This is 2 Kings chapter 4. All right, we're going to start with verse 8 here. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. She constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And he said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. I'm inspired by the Spirit to say this. What you experience is not you. It is fake news. It may feel like it's you. It may feel like it's something wrong with you. But the Spirit says it is not you. It is the storm. It is the enemy. And when you learn to discern that and you learn to be able to remove yourself from the storm, then it won't be able to do you any harm. Right? Yeah. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi's servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. He said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And when she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? Is it neither new moon nor Sabbath? And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came into the man of God to the Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, behold, yonder is a Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she called him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. For soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, hath not told me. Here's a good example of someone's mind giving them a whole lot of problems, but in their heart they know God's promise. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, The child is not awaked. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, Call the Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come into him, he said, Take up thy son. Then she went in, fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son and went out. All is well in the circumstances. All is well when everything is contradictory to what you're believing God for. How far will you go? Peter followed Jesus that day out on the water, but he got his eyes off of Jesus, the Word of God, and onto the circumstances. Jesus walked this way always. He actually went to the cross by faith. This is how he went to the cross with calm delight. Hebrews 12. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what joy? You. Salvation. The joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. We are in training, by the way. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father's spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down on the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. This is talking about having the right attitude and how we walk in adversity. He looked to the goal, the prize at the end, not at the circumstances or even what he was experiencing. Even then he had calm delight because he saw the end of it all. Even Paul said this. This is Philippians chapter 3. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The end of your faith is the prize. Strong's there. The word prize means an award. There's always an end goal to your faith. Walking by faith isn't just a haphazard thing. It is something that there is a goal that we're trying to reach with our faith. The prize is like a race. It's like a race to get the prize. Okay, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. See, we have to learn to run so that we may attain. And the storms that come are just part of it. It's the resistance. Are you willing to see it through even though there are some winds and waves, some fake news blowing around you? Those that follow it through are the ones that win the prize. Remember, Jesus said, don't look to the winds and the waves, look to me. I spoke this to someone that had texted me about they needed prayer. The Lord had just given me this, and I called them. And I said, you know, I didn't give them all of this, but just the part about Jesus is walking on the winds and the waves on top of them. And we're to look to Him and not let the winds and waves that are coming against us, don't look at them. Well, she texted me later in the day, somebody on Facebook had posted basically the same thing. It was like a witness. That there's a lot of storms blowing right now. But we can't get our eyes off of the goal. In this nation, personally, we have to look to Jesus and follow Him on the water and keep following Him. Because at the end, there's a prize.